Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, friend of the show. He is a legal analyst extraordinaire and former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning. Happy Monday.
Thank you.
So, Joe, this whole, can we talk about the Trump-Russia thing? So the left is beating this drum about Trump and Russia. And he's apparently was put in place by Putin, who knew, even though there was no hacking of the election. Apparently Russia magically waved a wand and there's some probe. There's some connection. So now it looks like the Republicans are also calling for a probe onto these alleged Russian connections. And some are calling for a special prosecutor who would be above Sessions to investigate this. Is this just the Republicans calling the Democrats bluff and giving them what they want? Going, fine, we'll give you what you want. Here you go.
No.
There are no connections.
The Republicans not knowing how to play hardball, not knowing how to govern, not understanding that they are in charge. Terrible messaging. Daryl Issa goes on the Bill Maher show and actually makes a fool of himself. He started out being opposed to the idea, and after being pressured repeatedly by Bill Maher, he gives in. I mean, this is just stupid. There's no evidence of any criminal activity. There is no basis for any criminal investigation. There is no longer an independent counsel statute. The attorney general can do this. He has no problem. You notice the Democrats didn't complain about Loretta Lynch not formally recusing herself from anything during her term as attorney general after Eric Holder.
Eric Holder didn't do any good.
Himself from anything while he was attorney general. This is ludicrous, and this is an example of why Republicans lose. They don't know how to message. They don't know how to fight. And it's exactly why Trump got elected, because he does know how to fight. No matter what you think of him as a person or a politician, he will not take slaps in the face. That was an absurd performance. It's an embarrassment.
Okay, but what happened here, and apparently, as I understand it, there was a story in the New York Times that was spectacularly wrong about all this, and that the FBI reached out to the White House to assure them that it was wrong, and there were conversations between Reince Priebus and, at one point, director of the FBI, James Comey, about this, and some people are saying, well, now the whole thing has been poisoned, and maybe we need somebody with an independent set of eyes to come in and look at it.
No.
I'm just saying that's what's being said. I'm not saying I agree.
It was the assistant director of the FBI, McCabe, who volunteered in a phone call to Priebus that this had not happened, that there was no investigation, that there was no evidence.
And there was a follow-up phone call from Comey to Priebus in which he said the same thing.
That is correct. And then when Priebus asked them if they would say something about it publicly, the FBI declined. And so Priebus asked some of the people on the intelligence committees to say something about it publicly. Now, all of a sudden, this is all wrong and unethical and illegal. Nonsense. There is nothing wrong with what Priebus did. McCabe, the FBI assistant director, who, as you know, was involved in the brouhaha over his wife running for state senate and for getting involved with Terry McAuliffe in fundraising, McCabe needs to get a lesson in how to perform as the assistant director of the FBI. Why is he calling to volunteer that there's no probe? If there's no probe, then just shut up and then stop leaking information that there are people looking at it. What's going on here is the horrible mistake of having kept James Comey on as FBI director along with this guy McCabe, who is the assistant director. These guys are bad. And why Trump kept them, I don't know. But this is what you get when you don't fire people. You should have fired on day one.
Yeah, it's so refreshing to hear you say this. And we kind of had this conversation with Dr. Gorka at CPAC about how Republicans always take the bait. And just like you said on Bill Maher, he took the bait and he caved and Bill Maher wanted him to say. And this is the problem. And I don't think that is ever going to
change. Ask yourself this question. Why was Daryl Issa on that show in the first place?
Right.
What did he have to gain? This is how stupid Republicans are. Go on Fox, for God's sakes. Don't go on CBS. Don't go on CNN. Most assuredly, don't go on. You know what? This is what happens when people hang around at the fair too long. They think they're funny. They think they're smart. And then they're going to go out, and they don't know what to do when they get cornered because they're so weak, and they don't know how to fight. This is why Trump got elected.
Let's turn to Neil Gorsuch and the Supreme Court nomination. It does now look like he's going to be confirmed, and there's now talk. It is coming from Ted Cruz, of all people, and a man who might have some understanding of what's going on with the high court, since he was once a clerk over there, that there may be yet another retirement at the Supreme Court before long.
Well, Gorsuch is going to be confirmed under the old Senate rules that are currently in place. He's going to get 60 votes because the Democrats are not going to push and make McConnell use the nuclear option because the Democrats want to filibuster the next vacancy, which could very well be Justice Kennedy, who allegedly, it is said, is telling people that he would like to leave and feels comfortable doing so with Trump as president. If he leaves, that will be the most important justice on the court because, as you know, Kennedy has been an unreliable vote on conservative issues. As you know, he wrote the opinion on gay marriage, a rather scathing, nasty opinion in many people's opinion, unnecessarily critical of conservatives who believe in traditional marriage. That aside, if he goes, that will be the big fight. That will be the big casino because whoever replaces him will be the fifth conservative vote in a new and meaningful way, and that may very well require the nuclear option by McConnell.
Yeah, and that straw poll said that absolutely they wanted that done. Very
over at CPAC, right?
Sure. Yeah, CPAC. Very quickly, I just want to talk to you about Bo Bergdahl because Bo Bergdahl has asked that an Army Appeals Court dismiss the charges against him because Donald Trump had called him a traitor during the election campaign, and he says that makes it impossible for him to get a fair trial. Does he have a shot at this?
No. It's been rejected by the trial judge, and it's going to be rejected by the Military Court of Appeals for this reason. If Donald Trump had said that while he was president of the United States, that might be undue command influence since he is the commander-in-chief. But since he said it as a candidate, just like in the immigration order, anything he said as candidate is irrelevant, should never have been considered by the Ninth Circuit, and will not be considered by the military courts of appeals.
All right. Joe DeGeneva, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
You bet, guys.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.